to be a new leader of this new nation.
嗯，但我们在这个时候也要知道这个背景，让约书亚变成新领导人的这段背景。
So join me as we kind of walk through this story together and highlight a few areas that might give us some tangible direction for the coming days.
所以呢，请大家和我一起，我们来串起来这个故事，来重点的看一些部分，然后从中间呢能找到新的我们的下一步行动的方向。
Now the passages we're covering this morning are a little bit long, and so I'm just, I think they're familiar, and I want to maybe just summarize some of the things that are happening.
所以今天早晨呢，我们要涉及的经文呢因为比较长，但是我想大家都已经比较熟悉了，所以我只是重点讲一些。
But we can remember that early in this story, Moses has a fascinating encounter with the living God.
我们都记得在这个故事的开头呢，摩西呢有一个很神奇的遭遇，遇见了神。
Don't forget that Moses spent the first 40 years of his life living in a very privileged circumstance in Pharaoh's house in Egypt.
别忘了摩西的前40年呢是生活在一个很优越的情况下，他当时住在埃及法老的家里。
But he spent the next 40 years in a very low state, being a shepherd in the land of Midian.
所以但是摩西的第二个四十年呢，就生活的状况不那么好，他在米甸的旷野里面牧羊。
And I always wonder what was Moses thinking about his life.
我总是很好奇那个时候摩西会怎么想呢
？Did he long for the former privilege?
他还在渴求他以前享受的那些优越条件吗？
Did he enjoy the relative quiet?
他很享受他那个时候那个安静吗
？What did he want for the next phase of his life?
所以那个时候摩西到底在他人生的下一个阶段中，他想要什么
？We don't get to understand that from the passages that we have, but I know one thing is clear: there's no way Moses expected what happened on that day as he met the Lord.
所以经文里面没有。清楚地告诉我们这些问题的答案，但是有一件事我很清楚，就是摩西无论如何也没有预料到下面将发生在他身上的事。
Out looking for some sheep, we know that Moses ended up with an encounter before a burning bush.
当摩西在找他的羊的时候呢，摩西呢就遇见了这样一个燃烧的荆棘。
And in essence, Moses had kind of three responses to the things that he stumbled upon.
基本上摩西呢对这个燃烧的荆棘呢有三种反应。
The first is that he looked.
第一个反应是他看了。
And he saw a bush that was burning, but yet it wasn't being consumed.
所以他看见这个荆棘呢是正在烧，但是并没有被烧毁。
And then Moses listened.
第二件反应摩西就听。
And he heard a voice calling him by name, Moses, Moses.
然后他听见一个声音叫他的名字摩西摩西
And then he responded.
但是摩西回应了
And he said, here I am.
他说我在这儿
And it seems that he somehow perceived that it was the Lord who was calling his name.
似乎摩西忽然就察觉出来这是神在叫他
I love this picture that you can see here and I often think what would have been my response had I stumbled upon the circumstance.
我很喜欢这个画面我经常想如果换作我在那儿我会怎么反应
And it makes me think that God when he reveals himself to us he never really he likes to reveal what I call a dangerous self
这让我想到就是当神呢把他自己彰显给我们的时候呢他也会彰显他那个可怕的那个危险的那个样子。
We know from other passages that God could not reveal himself in all of his glory, otherwise Moses would have been totally consumed.
我们也从其他的经文里面了解，神呢不能把他自己完全的彰显出来，不然呢，摩西呢可能就毁掉了。
But he really didn't give kind of a safe and fluffy version of himself either.
但另一方面呢，神也没有说，彰显给摩西一个很安全，很柔软的样式。
Fire is eye catching, but it's not something that we want to reach out and touch. It's not something we think we can control.
火很吸引眼球，但火绝对不是什么东西我们想能控制得住，我们想去摸一摸的。
It's as if God was saying, I want you to I want you to know who I am, but I also need you to understand who I am.
这就好像神说，我想让你知明白我是谁，但我想让你看见我是谁，但我也需要你去明白，我是谁。
So God began to help Moses understand a few things about what was happening in that setting.
所以下面呢，接下来神就帮助摩西去明白了几件事情。
The first is this, is that God wanted Moses to understand that this day was actually a pretty big deal.
所以第一件事神想让摩西明白的就是这是一个大日子。
I think Moses understood that from the beginning. It's not every day that you stumble upon a bush that's burning, that's not being consumed.
我想摩西呢，很快就意识到这不是每一天你能看到一个燃烧的，但又不被烧毁的荆棘。
But God went on to explain that even the ground that he was standing on was holy.
然后神呢就接着去解释，即便是摩西当时站着那块地，也是一块圣地。
God invited him to draw near, but not too near, and to take his sandals off, to show a bit of reverence.
所以神呢邀请摩西靠近他，但又不能太近，又要求摩西把他的鞋脱掉了。
And Moses' response was to hide his face because of fear of the Lord.
所以摩西的回应就是他蒙着脸，因为他害怕神。
Second, God wanted Moses to understand that this day and this plan was not about Moses as much as it was about God and what he wanted to accomplish.
所以第二件事神想让摩西明白的就是，接下来发生的不是只关乎摩西的，更重要的它是神的一个计划。
God had plans that he intended to have happen, but he invited Moses to be a part.
所以神他的计划呢是一定要发生，神只是邀请摩西呢成为这计划中的一部分。
Because it was God who had seen his own people suffering, and he wanted to bring about a salvation for them.
因为是神看到了他的人民，他的百姓呢，在经历痛苦，所以是神要解救他们。
And third, is that God wanted Moses to understand that he was inviting Moses into his own plans.
所以第三件事，神要摩西知道的是，神是在邀请摩西呢，加入神的计划。
And as I thought about this, I laughed a bit to myself.
当我想这个事的时候呢，我不禁笑出来。
Because God often puts us in this somewhat unclear position of not knowing, is he giving me an opportunity or is he giving me a command?
所以神经常也把我们放到这样一个境地里面，我都不知道神是要提供给我一个机会，还是只是给了我一个命令。
But it's clear that he wants us to respond.
但很清楚的是，神呢想让我们回复。
Moses ended up with four, I would say, fairly famous responses that many people have preached on throughout the years.
所以下面呢，摩西呢就是给了神有四个答复，这四个答复很有名，经常呢被用来作为讲道的材料。
And the first question he asked was, "Who am I?"
第一个回复是我是谁。
And I think maybe he was thinking of one of two things. Was he thinking about how the people really didn't like him because of his position of privilege, or was he thinking about those moments of shame when he murdered the Egyptian?
所以我猜呢，摩西可能是在想，这两样事或者两样事中的一种，一个呢是人们多么不喜欢他，是因为他过去受到的优待，多么的不喜欢他，或者呢是这个他因为杀过人，所以经历了极大的耻辱。
So he couldn't see himself worthy of God's choice.
所以摩西呢不认为他自己呢会配得神的拣选。
But God answered this response simply.And he said, "You're the one I have chosen."
但神对于摩西这样的答复的回应很简单，就是是我选了你。
And that really should end the story, end the question about who I am.
那这基本上就把这个谁是我的这样的一个问题呢，基本上就结束了。
When I say, "Who am I?" and God answers, "You're the one I've chosen," there's not a lot more to discuss.
当我说我是谁，但神说是我选了你，这样的情况下呢，就没有什么可以讨论的了。
But Moses continued.
但是摩西还是继续了。
And he began to ask what if questions.
他开始问那些假设的问题了。
But Lord, what if they don't listen to me?
就是主啊，如果假如他们不听我的怎么办？
And God's answer is that I will be with you.
神的答案就是我必与你同在。
And again, it's a conversation stopper.
这本来这到这儿为止，这个对话应该已经结束了。
When we have the promise of the presence of God, what else do we need?
当我们有了这个应许的神的同在，我们还要什么别的呢？
But Moses continued.
但摩西还是继续。
And he starts out with this, but I am not blank, blank, blank.
摩西就说的我不太行，这些方面不太行。
He says, but I can't even speak well. How can you choose me as someone to represent you when I'm not eloquent of speech?
摩西说我的口才都不好，我的那你怎么能选我去作为你的代言人呢？我都不是能言善辩的人。
And God's answer is, I made you. Why are you telling me what you think you're like?
所以神说呢，我会给你，为什么你再去担心你缺乏什么呢？
And Moses continued.
让摩西还在继续。
And he started to make excuses.
他开始找借口了。
And in the end, what he really began to say is, Lord, I don't want to.
说到底，摩西真正想说的就是主啊，我不想做。
Would you please just choose?Someone else.
你去打发别人做吧。
And God answered the question by saying three things. He said, I know, so I, and I will give.
这儿神的回答是我知道，所以我，然后我会。
He said, I know that Pharaoh's not going to change his mind without my intervention.
神说我知道法老呢不会改变主意，如果我不介入的话，法老不会改变主意。
He says, I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt to get his attention.
所以呢，我会伸展我的手臂去击打埃及人，让法老去听话。
And he said, and I will give the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians.
然后神说，我会在当着埃及人的面去给这些希伯来人给他们恩惠。
Aren't these...All too often the same responses that we, when we're challenged to take on more spiritual responsibility, doesn't this sound just like us?
所以这些听着是不是很熟悉啊？当我们被挑战要求去承担一些属灵上的责任的时候，我们是不是也给出这样类似的回答呢？
We always start with the phrase, but Lord.
我们总是先开始说但是主但是。
But Lord, I can't do something like that. I'm not qualified or I've been disqualified by something I've done.
所以我们会说但是主我不能做这个因为呢我不胜任或者因为我以前做过的事情呢我已经被取消资格了。
But Lord, what if they begin to ask me questions that I can't answer?
比如说如果别人问我的一些问题我都不知道答案怎么办
But Lord, I'm not sure what you're asking me to do is in my spiritual gifting.
但是有时候我们说但是主啊我都不确定我有你想让我做那些事的那些恩赐需要的恩赐
But Lord, can't you just ask someone else?
但是主啊你还是去找别人吧
In Exodus 3 and 4,chapters 3 and 4, Moses kind of receives his calling for what God wants him to do.
所以在创世纪第三第四章里面摩西呢收到了从神那里来的呼召要求他去做一些事。
And interestingly, it never includes the fact that Moses would lead the people one, after they arrived into the promised land.
有趣的是这儿从来没有提到摩西呢将来会在他的人民到达了应许之地以后摩西还要去管理这些人民从来没提这个事儿。
What it does include is God's calling for Moses includes three different things. First is that he would lead them out from under the oppression of Pharaoh and out of Egypt.
那么提到的事呢是三件。第一件事呢是摩西呢会把这个希伯来人呢带领他们脱离法老和埃及人的辖制。
It says that he would lead them to a mountain and serve God there.
还说了摩西会把这些人民带到一个山，并且在那山上侍奉神。
And it says that he would lead them to a land flowing with milk and honey, not into a land with milk and honey.
还说了是摩西会把这些人民带到那个流奶与蜜之地，但没有说会把他们带进去那地。
But at the end of the story, we're all still surprised that Moses doesn't get to go into the promised land with the people.
所以在这个故事结尾的时候，我们还是感到很惊讶，因为摩西最终没有被允许进入那地。
And the rest of the story is pretty familiar to us if you have seen some of the movies that have been made about this story.
剩下的故事我们都很熟悉了，如果你们看过跟这个故事相关的电影的话。
We know that Moses goes and he speaks to Pharaoh, but Pharaoh doesn't listen.
我们知道摩西去见了法老，但法老根本不听摩西的。
We know that Moses uses the 10 plagues to get Pharaoh's attention.
我们知道摩西呢用了十诫去引起法老的回应。
We know that Moses leads the people out of Egypt and through the Red Sea, destroying the Egyptian army.
我们也知道摩西领着这那民出了埃及，过了红海，而且呢在红海里还把那个法老的军队都淹没了。
We know that Moses at the mountain mediates between God and the people to receive the law and the Ten Commandments.
我们也知道摩西在那山做民和百姓和神之间的中保并且从神那儿领受了律法。
And while their leader is on the mountain, we know that the people of Israel, they sin greatly by acting like the Egyptians by building the golden calf instead of acting like Hebrews worshiping the one true God.
我们也知道当摩西还在何烈山上与神在一起的时候百姓呢犯了极大的罪，他们做了像埃及人做的那样的事，去做了金牛犊这样的偶像，而不是做希伯来人本应该做的事，去敬拜唯一的真神。
We know that Moses sends out people to spy out the land, but only two of them, Joshua and Caleb, come back with a faith-filled response.
我们也知道摩西呢去送了送探子去窥探那应许之地，但回来的探子里面只有两个人，是约书亚和加勒，带回来了有信心的报告。
And we know they spend the next 38 years wandering around in the desert.
然后我们就知道这些百姓呢花了接下来38年时间漂流在旷野里面。
Until they come once again to the edge of the promised land where Moses didn't get to enter.
直到38年以后这些百姓又回到应许之地的边缘，在这个时候呢摩西呢没有得以进入那应许之地。
In Deuteronomy 34, God leads Moses up this mountain and shows him all the land that had been promised to his people.
所以在申命记34章记载，神带领摩西上了那山，给他看了那整个应许之地。
Because he wanted him to know that for his people there was going to be a bright future.
因为神想让摩西知道，对于这百姓来讲，这百姓是将有一个美好的未来。
But one that's also filled with difficulties.
但是同时呢，也会经历各种各样的困难。
And he also wanted Moses to know that someone else would lead the next phase of this journey.
神在这时候也想让摩西知道的是呢，就会有下一个领袖来带领百姓下一段的征程。
We're always a little bit sad for Moses at this point of the story.
我们可能都会在这时候都会为摩西感到一点难过，感到一点失望。
But after 38 years of leading a complaining people through the wilderness, I wonder if he was ready for a break.
但是呢同时呢就经历了带领他的人民38年都是这些爱抱怨的人民我好奇摩西是不是想休息一下了。
Deuteronomy 34 says this. It says, "And the Lord said to him, 'This is the land of which I swore to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, I will give it to your offspring. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there.'"
在申命记三十四章四节里面，主耶和华对摩西说，这就是我向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许之地，说我必将这地赐给你的后裔。现在我使你的眼睛看见了，你却不得过那里去。
I love it because God makes sure that Moses understands this is not just a piece of land.
我很喜欢这段经文，因为神在这儿让摩西很清楚地知道，这不是随随便便的一块地。
But this was the very land that he had promised to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob.
而这恰恰就是那块地，是神当初应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的那应许之地。
This was the promised land.
这就是那块应许之地。
And so the days of Moses' leadership ends rather abruptly.
所以在那一天，摩西的领导就这样很突然戛然而止了。
And so this passage goes on to say, it says, "So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord, and he's buried in the valley of the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died, and his eye was undimmed and his vigor unabated. And the people of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab for 30 days. And then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended."
对，经文接下来记载，于是耶和华的仆人摩西死在摩押地，正如耶和华所说的，耶和华将他埋葬在摩押地，伯庇尔对面的谷中，只是到今日没有人知道他的坟墓。摩西死的时候年120岁，眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败。以色列人在摩押平原为摩西哀哭了三十日，为摩西居丧哀哭的日子就满了。
So if you would, I would like to share just a few insights of what I think this passage is teaching us about leader transition.
所以可以的话，我愿意在这儿分享一点我对这些经文上的看见，这些看见呢是关乎到在领袖过渡之间的发生的事。
Leaders transition when their job is completed.
领袖呢会更迭，当一个领袖的工作已经完成了。
But it doesn't always happen when they think their job should have ended.
但这些完成呢，并不都发生在这些领导人自己认为他们的工作完成的时候。
But more so when God's calling for them has been fulfilled.
而是神对他们的呼召已经结束了。
It's not always what they thought the design for their job would be.
所以并不是这些领导人他们怎么想，他们对他们的这个对他们的职责已经结束的时候。
It's interesting, this passage says that even though Moses is 120 years old, that his eyes were undimmed and that his energy was unabated.
所以很有趣的是，这段经文说，即便摩西当时已经120岁了，他的眼睛并没有昏花，而且他的精力也没有衰败。
He didn't give up the job because he was unhealthy or too tired.
所以他卸下了这领导人的位置，并不是因为他太累了，或者他已经身体出状况。
But it was according to what God had planned and what Moses had fulfilled.
而是根据神对他的呼召，而且根据摩西已经完成的事。
Leadership transition happens as a part of what God has planned.
所以领袖的交叠呢，也是神计划的一部分。
Partly, I think it's because when we serve under multiple kinds of leaders, we get to grow in different kinds of ways.
一部分的原因是，我想因为这个教会的领导人在不同的地方的服事，他们也在不同的地方成长。
But something is unique about this story that I think God wants us to learn about the transition of leaders.
但是在这个经节里面，我想有一些比较特别独特的地方，我想神是想让我们了解关于这领袖之间的更迭的事。
And that's this, that maybe it happens because God wants to see how we react when there's no leader between us and him.
或许神想我们看的是，在这么一个时候，当没有领导，在神和人之间，没有领导的时候，我们会怎么反应？
Because God is always drawing us to Himself.
因为神总是会把我们带得靠近他自己。
And sometimes it's good to have a mediator, a leader that stands between us and Him.
有的时候呢，是有好处，当有一个中保或者一个领导人在神和人中间。
But I think sometimes God wants to see how we react when there's no one between the two of us, and it's just us drawing close to Him.
但我想有时候呢，神是想我们看，在神心眼看，在没有一个领导人在他和我们之间，我们是怎样被带的靠近神。
We can have the habit of placing too much responsibility for our growth into the hands of our leaders.
我们都有那种经历，是把我们成长的这些责任放在了我们教会的领导人手里。
When God really wants us to be pursuing Him directly.
即便这个时候是神真的是想让我们自己的去追求他。
At the transition of a great leader, it's always easy to feel both loss and lost.
所以这个当在这个很好的领袖他们的交叠的时候，我们很容易感觉到既是失落感，又有一种糊涂。
And so we can get caught in the trap of just looking for and waiting on the next leader who can come and fulfill some of that responsibility.
所以这个时候呢，当这个时候我们在等一个下一个领导人。的时候我们可能会陷入到一个空档里面去。
And we can forget that there's still things to do now.
然后我们就忘了即便现在还有些事情我们需要做的。
Because we are the church.
因为我们就是这个教会。
Whether we have a full-time pastor or not.
有没有一个全职牧师，我们就是这个教会。
It's too easy to think that maybe those 38 years of wandering in the wilderness were just wasted time.
很容易我们就认为那38年在旷野里面的漂流只是浪费时间。
Maybe they were in some type of just holding pattern until a new leader emerged.
或许他们就在那儿，就是在那儿空档里面等着，给那晃悠，等着下一个领袖的出世。
When in reality, the wilderness experience was building something into the people that they needed for the next chapters of the story.
但其实呢，在这旷野里漂流的时候呢，有些很重要的品质呢，已经被建立在这些人百姓的身上了。
So I ask all of us, how are we doing at allowing the circumstance that we're in now help prepare us for the future?
所以呢，我就问所有我们的人，当我们现在在这样一个情况里面，我们要做什么事，好去准备教会的下一段时间。
We know because we read this morning that the next chapters of the story are glorious.
我们知道，因为我们今天早晨读这个经文，我们的下一段，教会的下一段时间肯定是一个荣耀的时间。
And they got a great leader in Joshua who everybody agreed ought to lead the nation.
因为他们得到了，约书亚作为他们下一个，领袖，每一个人都很喜欢。
He would lead the nation into...some incredible victories, knowing that God had been the one who had prepared the path.
所以他们约书亚带领这个人，带领这个希伯来人呢，有做了神所给他们准备，早就准备好的事。
And he gave Joshua some instruction that I think is very pertinent to our own circumstance today.
神也给了约书亚的一些教导，这些教导呢，我想也今天也很适用于，也适用于我们。
First off, he says to be strong and courageous.
首先呢，神说了，要刚强壮胆。
As a matter of fact, he comes back later and says, not just be strong, but you're going to have to be very courageous.
事实上神呢，后来又跟约书亚说，不是要光这个刚强，你要非常非常的有胆气。
And I think it's interesting that he didn't tell them to become strong and courageous. He said, be strong and courageous.Because they already had the right experiences, that strength and courage was within them already.
Yeah, 我觉得很有趣儿。这里面神没有跟他们说你们要变得刚强壮胆，而且说的是你们 要刚强壮胆，因为刚强壮胆这个品质呢已经建立在他们身上了。
Second, he says that you need to know and obey God's word and to meditate on scripture, just even beyond knowledge.
第二件事，神跟他们说，你们要知道，而且要遵行神的话，要经常的默想神的话。这里说的不只是这个对圣经的知识而已。
And sometimes when we think about our circumstance, we say it's hard for us to learn when right now we're missing our teacher.
有时候我们当我们想到我们自己的环境的时候，我们会觉得哦，现在我们的这个老师都不在，我们很难去学习。
But God wants us individually to spend time in His Word, not just to know it in our head, but to fulfill it with our lives.
但神要的是我们每一个人，每一个个体的人，去熟悉神的话，而且不光是增长知识，更是在我们心里面要改变我们的生命。
God also says not just to enjoy the experience of your pastor, but actually to practice the presence of God Himself in our lives.
所以神跟我们说的是不只是要享受你们有一个牧师，更重要的是要操练神的同在，因为神已经应许了我们他的同在。
And he comes back to reiterate, don't be afraid and don't be dismayed.
所以神又回来重申了一遍，你不要害怕，也不要灰心。
And ultimately, don't forget that I've given you something to do.
最终呢，神说不要忘了，我还给你的有事要做。
The promise to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were the promises that were given to Moses.
所以当初对亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的应许，也是后来对摩西的应许。
And these same promises passed down to from Moses to Joshua to David and the disciples, and have come to us as well.
所以这同样的应许传承下来，传到约书亚，传到大卫。传到后面的使徒，一直传到今天我们身上。
They're a little bit different because of where we are in God's program with the church, but basically God has given us a purpose.
当然有一些不一样，因为我们今天是在神是在教会里面是神的计划的一部分。
And that is to live our lives in the light of knowing who God is, to help expand His kingdom for all of eternity.
所以在今天我们知道我们要知道谁是神，我们要知道神总是会帮助我们去扩展他永生的国度。
And at Grace Bible Church, we simply put it like this, that our commission from God is that we help people find and follow Jesus.
所以在圣经恩典教会呢，我们的使命总是说我们要帮助他人认识并跟随耶稣。
It's an outward focus.
这是我们的主题。
Includes sharing the gospel.
包括和别人一起分享福音。
We help build strong foundations of faith with new believers.
这样呢，我们可以在新的信徒身上呢建立一个很扎实的基础。
That we're in the business of making disciples.
所以我们现在呢就是要建立新的信徒。
And we work hard to equip the saints to be about the same purpose.
所以我们现在也是很努力的工作，要去装备我们现在的圣徒们。
I want to end with a little story that I hope illustrates where I think that we can where we can be struggling in this circumstance today.
所以我也想结束今天的信息呢，是用一个我自己的故事来显示一下在这个环境下我们的情况。
For me, I married a little bit late according to my generation and culture.
所以对我来讲呢，对于我那一代人的文化背景来说，我说结婚算是晚的。
I was 29 years old.
结婚的时候29岁。
And I spent a number of years after I finished high school looking for the right person. That was my quest, looking for the right person.
所以呢，在我高中毕业以后，我花了好些年在找那个合适的人，那就是我要找的一个目标。
But one day I had an important realization.
有一天我忽然意识到
I couldn't control who liked me.
我无法控制将来谁会喜欢我。
But I could focus on who I was.
但我可以侧重在我会变成什么样的人。
So I stopped focusing much of my energy on who I was looking for and started focusing my energy on who I was becoming.
所以那个时候呢，我不再去专注于去找谁会喜欢我，而是专注于我会变成一个什么样的人。
And after a few years,
过了几年以后
and some hard changes in my life,
我的生命中有很多重要的改变
the Lord brought my wife into the picture.
神就把我的太太带来了。
And she got a much better version of me.
所以我的太太得到的是一个更好的版本，是我的一个更好的版本。
I want to give us an encouragement as a church this morning.
我想用这也是对我们教会的一个鼓励。
Can we worry less about who is going to become our new pastor?And focus more energy on who we are becoming as a church.
所以我们能不能在这时候少担心一点谁会是我们下一个被带来的牧师会是谁，而是更花点时间去看看我们能变成什么样的。
Can we see this leadership gap that we're experiencing as an opportunity from the Lord to focus on where we need to be changing?As a church body,
我们能不能利用这一个现在的一个教会领导人的真空，利用这个作为一个机会，能看看我们能不能能变成什么样子
？To focus on who we can become, so that the right candidate will feel more compelled to stay.
所以通过侧重在我们能变成什么样子来，最终吸引来一个很好的一个牧师的候选人。
If I was a man filled with anger and doubt,
如果我的心里总是充满了怒气和怀疑
dissension and strife,
纠纷和冲突
and holding an expectation that my wife was going to meet all of my needs,
总是期待我的太太会满足我的所有要求
she might not wanted to have stuck around. Are we a church who's looking for a pastor savior?
我们是在找一个能成为我们救赎人的牧师吗？
Without addressing our own places of growth, so that we might be able to attract the right servant leader that we need.
所以如果我们得先解决我们自己成长的事情，然后我们才能够吸引一个好的牧师。
Let me pray for us.
祷告。
Jesus, we do thank you. So much of the work that we think needs to happen needs to focus on ourselves. Lord, the gap in leadership that we say is such a tragedy can be seen also as an incredible opportunity. Father, that having a person that helps us walk towards understanding you and knowing you, when that's removed, Lord, oftentimes we just, like Moses, feel fear that we're standing right before this incredible God, and we want to shrink away instead of step forward in faith. Father, during these days, I pray that there would be a unity within this congregation. Father, that there would be an incredible pursuit to the knowledge and understanding of who you are. And Father, that we would exhibit more faith in these days for knowing who you will bring to lead us than we do whenever we have someone here that's leading us well. We give this journey over to you to be led by your Spirit through the power of your Son, Jesus, that lives within us. We pray in his name. Amen.
好，让大家起立，一起唱首回。